The Swine Health Information Center reports reductions in the detection of PRRS are noted, while PED and Delta coronavirus detections remain higher than expected. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
As part of its July e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. SHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says this month's domestic report highlights several key findings related to porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, porcine epidemic diarrhea, and porcine Delta coronavirus.
PRRS case detection is decreased, but overall, the case positivity is still relatively high, especially in grow-finish populations. For PED and porcine Delta coronavirus, it's also decreased for the month of July, but PED activity was increased in June greater than expected levels. Both viruses have been very active and in some instances detected at a rate that is definitely greater than expected. PRRS continues to be an issue, and tracking of isolates is very important to be able to track and monitor those changes, because also we're seeing that these viruses are not necessarily following a seasonal or expected historical trends. What this means is really focus on any of the biosecurity steps that can reduce viral load and potential transmission. So things like transportation and barn sanitation, preventing entry, downtime, and even looking at vaccination strategies or exposure strategies that benefit herd health, and work with your veterinarian to make them most effective.
Dr. Becton notes, regarding PRRS genotype trends, variant 1C.2 has split, and the subsequent variant, 1C.2.45, became the most detected in North Carolina, while variant 1A.13.49 moved into the top three most frequently detected variants. She says PRRS is rapidly changing, so it's important to monitor trends that can impact the health strategies for disease management, virus exposure, and biosecurity. SHIC's domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports can be accessed at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.